When bodybuilders lie. Our bodies are extremely adaptive, and they adapt when you ask them gently for long enough. Mean bodybuilders are threatened by this ease and come up with lies to derail the efforts of others. If you are already offended, 1 second, please, because chances are rather good that you have been already lied to. The lie sticks, not just because it is mean, but also because it makes pretending to be a bodybuilder easy. The lie is furthermore backed by a convincing locking mechanism. It gives a little bit, and never, ever, ever, ever more. And this problem is much bigger than you think, because bodybuilding is not just about the looks. Bodybuilding pushes all effects of aging so far back that we might as well call it a rejuvenation therapy. Yes. Bodybuilding gives you life. The biggest bodybuilding lie gives you only a little bit, once. And then it ensures that you are cornered and never get more. Let me show you the lie and the locking mechanism. The lie is simple. Lift heavy for big muscles. And the locking mechanism is that you soon reach a point where you cut off your circulation with weights that are just too heavy. You will not adapt past that first time unless you're working out for decades, which you should do, but it shouldn't take that long. It gets worse. Even the proper posture is a lie. By standing still, what should be a full body workout that includes secondary muscles from flexing and turning and twisting, engages only 2 or 4 muscles, slowing you way down. The thinking behind the lie may be this. Let's make them think the pain builds muscle by a muscle failure. But what they will actually be doing is just cutting off their circulation with weights that are just much too heavy. People will say it worked once before, and I can make it work again. But they are just sliding down a bad routine. A routine that many won't be able to abandon. Once they can't lift more, they largely, overwhelmingly so, maintain. They are no longer able to challenge their body to adapt again because everything is just too heavy for them. They may think that others may be cheating. But what is really going on is that there are 2 paths in bodybuilding, and the obvious one is false. It is a dead luck trap. Lifting heavy only grows muscles once, because you're doing something. Proper posture or machines embellishes only 1 muscle at a time. Once. You can only lift heavy up to a certain point. But when you lift light for an hour or two, you can easily sneak in 20 more minutes and almost every day. Or switch up to a slightly heavier weight, and for long enough for your body to hear you, to make it so that the next time you can go a little bit longer. The mechanism for adapting multiple times is on the light path. Here, you don't cut off your circulation, disrupting the way that muscles are supposed to work. You flex, bend, and turn while cycling standing dumbbell exercises. Please, don't take my word for it. Close your eyes and visualize someone in a locked position lifting heavy. Do notice the total duration of their exercise, the number of muscles they engage, how they do nothing for their back and little for their legs. Now imagine a dancer twisting up and around with light dumbbells, 5, 10, or 15 pounds. You lift whatever induces hard effort, whatever is meaningful to your body, but without forcing yourself with such heavy weights that you must stop for more than a few seconds. And you do have to stop every once in a while to drink water or to stretch your legs, or to restore circulation in your hands where you are clutching the dumbbells. That is to say, if it feels light, then you need to lift faster or more frequently, or heavier. You can use wrist weights of 1.5 pounds or aerobic dumbbells that are spaced by 2.5 pounds. 5-pound gaps, such as we see at the gym today, are too difficult to cover. You have to give your body time to adapt. Finally, lifting heavy destroys an important mechanic that prevents a long workout: the dance trance. Dance trance employs a phenomenon similar to what you sometimes encounter when driving back from home after work. Time slips away from you. Even hours can pass, feeling only like minutes. To enter this sleepy state, you need to coordinate your motion with the beats in your songs. You need to do a small, lightweight dance. And ensure that there are no distractions. No perfumes, smells, crappy speaker music, or even light bouncing off of a chrome-plated workout bench. Where lifting heavy is a problem, working out without fresh, crisp music is just downright unfair. People who lift heavy for decades do develop muscles, but very slowly. And posture and isolation robs them of flexibility still. Lastly, be careful when giving advice. Be sure a person is new or returning or receptive. Otherwise, you are just telling someone to change their hard-earned routine. That may not be something that is within them anymore. We have only covered the first level of bodybuilding. In the second level, it is an interpretive dance with dumbbells. Here, you perform all motions from life embellished, from getting up and jumping up, as a flowing dance, again with dumbbells. When you fluidly flow your motion, as opposed to moving stiffly, you reach the secondary, what feels like support or transitional muscles. You become flexible and immune to aches and pains, exactly like back when you were a child and nothing ever hurt. That's because you were using your body back then. Aging is a privilege denied to many. It is not decay. It's more like atrophy.